Welcome back to the Holistic Women's Health Podcast. On today's episode, I'm very excited to talk about goals for 2024. I'll be sharing my personal goals. I know I did a lot of research. Heading into 2024, I wasn't sure what goals I wanted to set for myself, what I wanted to do. In previous years, I have always done a vision board and I always put it on my technology. So right now, as I'm looking at my computer screen recording this episode, I have my vision board, except this year I'm doing it a little bit different. So normally I do a big vision board of everything I want to achieve for the year. This year I'm splitting it into quarters. So right now, as I'm looking at the back of my computer screen, I have different categories. I have business, personal, and health for Q1 of January, February, and March. So that's a big difference that I'm doing this year. And I also wanted to do this podcast episode just to give you some inspiration for what goals I'm setting for myself as someone who's really interested in health, nutrition, entrepreneurship, and all these things and what I'm doing to grow myself as a person and also as a business owner. This year, I did a lot of research. I just wasn't sure of what I wanted to do. Normally, the ideas just flow to me like crazy. And 2023 for me was just a low creativity year, a little bit of everything, lots of highlights for sure. I adopted a cat, which has just become one of the best things ever. He's filling the hole since I lost a cat also in 2023. And it's just been up and down. I achieved some really hard things. I hiked the Canadian Rockies and lots of good things. But going into 2024 and really focusing on my business and my health, I was like, okay, what kind of goals do I want to set for myself? Where do I start? And then in setting these big audacious goals, how am I actually going to put them into tangible step-by-step goals that I can actually achieve instead of this big outrageous goal? So in doing my research, I started off by watching a whole bunch of YouTube videos and started off by doing a life audit, which was recommended in one of the videos. So that was kind of where I started. And you can look up the life audit wheel on Google and you basically fill in. So it's a wheel and they're all going to look a little bit different is what I found. Find one where you like the categories. So I basically just clicked on whatever first one I found on Google. And in the circle, there's a whole bunch of different segments: relationship, home environment, financial, nutrition, career, joy, fitness, education, home cooking, creativity, health, spirituality. And then you basically color in on a scale of 1 to 10 where you would rate yourself in these areas. And that really opened my mind as you're seeing them all together on this wheel and you're comparing, how are my finances compared to my nutrition or my education? Was I learning new things? Was I being creative? Did I take up a new hobby? Do I like my career? Was I happy this year? Did I find joy this year? It really opened my eyes into areas that I need to focus on. I'm pretty happy with my nutrition and my education. I feel like I've been learning a lot myself and Con Ed courses and all sorts of stuff. I do want to get more into meal prepping and cooking for myself. Sometimes at the end of the day, I just can't be bothered to be in the kitchen for 1 to 2 hours cooking something. So this year I want to really focus on that and having some meal prepping and planning days just so I do have some nutritious food instead of just snacking all day. Areas that were really low were relationships. So focusing on friendships, date nights, hanging out with family and making that a priority. My fitness, I also want to work on either doing more classes, going down to the gym in my apartment building. I also got a walking treadmill for Christmas, so I will be using that while I am editing the podcast and doing some online work, which I'm really excited for. And then the other thing was to answer some questions. So in one of the YouTube videos, I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but I will find it and link it. Question number one is, what is my theme for 2024? So in thinking of what I want 2024 to represent for me, I want it to represent growth in my personal health, my mental health, my business. abundance of all good things. And I made sure to write abundance of good because I don't want abundance of not so good things. So abundance of all sorts of good things. I want to be more creative. I want to bring out my creative side again, and success. So that is more than one word or one theme, but that's just me in a nutshell. Can't have just one thing. So growth, abundance of good things, creativity, and success is what I want for my 2024. The next question is, what can I do to embody this theme? So then I broke it down. So for growth, I want to get out of my comfort zone. I want to be authentically me and show more me, step into more of who I am. In 2023, I feel like I kind of lost myself and forgot who I was and who I am. And so for 2024, I really want to figure out who I am, what I like. And I know this is going to be ever evolving my entire life, but I really just want to be confident in decisions that I make and really feel like myself and focus on discovery, discovering me, what I like, what I don't like. So that's going to be for growth. Abundance. I want to find more joy in all the little things I do and do more of what I love. Creativity, whether it's through hobbies or business ideas, and success. Being successful in my business and seeing that grow, see the podcast grow, my private practice grow, all my one-on-one clients, making the money that I want to make, traveling, all that would be under success. So those are my themes, and that is how I want to embody those themes. Next question, how do I want to evolve in 2024? This made me think of a journal prompt that I give to a lot of my clients, and the journal prompt is future self journaling. What you do is you take a blank piece of paper and you write down your future self and write everything as if you've already achieved it. So if you close your eyes and picture the dream version of yourself, what are you wearing? How are you eating? What do you do for work? What do you do from the moment you open your eyes all throughout the day until the moment you close your eyes for bed? What does that person do? What do they like? Are you doing meditation first thing in the morning? Are you going to yoga classes? Are you going to coffee shops? That version of yourself, that ideal version of yourself, and then write it as if you've already achieved it. So I hang out with my friends on the weekends. We go get coffee. We go to jazz clubs. I love my job. This is what I do for work. I have the best relationship ever. My partner does XYZ. Write it as if you have already achieved it. I will, I am, instead of I want to, or one day I will do this. For me, how do I want to evolve in 2024? I said I will be more confident, social, my business is thriving, and I care less about what others think and say about me. Next question, what do I want to release? Of course, all of these are going to be highly personal. For me, I want to release any bad habits that I don't love that I do. So doom scrolling, getting stuck on social media and TikTok, and then that sends me down a spiral of just comparing myself and all these things, some OCD habits, being down on myself or hard on myself, saying bad things about myself. These are all things I want to release and not bring with me into the new year. Next question, what are my main goals for 2024? So this really helps if you do a big brain dump of any dream that you have, career, personal, all of it, write it down. I wrote out some of my big goals that came to my mind. And then once I did a brain dump of everything I want to achieve, I then had categories and then I could refine my goals a bit more. So the categories I chose are health, fitness, relationships, work slash career, finance, travel slash fun, and personal. So under health, I want to cook more. I want to really work on my endometriosis and my hormones. So this is something that I'm always doing. This is my specialty. However, I always focus more on my clients. And as I'm always focusing on my clients, I always tend to put myself last. So this year, I really want to work on that, get all my necessary testing, and really implement what I recommend to my clients. Focusing on my skin as well. So having a good skincare routine, making sure my skin stays clear after struggling with acne for almost 2 decades at this point. I am finally at a point where I'm happy with my skin and feel comfortable going makeup free. So I want to keep that up. I want to focus on less sugar. I don't normally keep a lot of sweets in the house, But when there are sweets in the house, I do love sweets. I love a little after meal chocolate sweets here and there. So I really want to focus on less sugar and less sweets. I also recently did a GI map test, and I want to do a full gut cleanse based on my GI map test results. And sleep is also on my list. So those are some things for health that I want to focus on. Sleep is always a big one for me. I'm a horrible sleeper, so I really want to focus on getting good sleep, having a good sleep routine, reading before bed instead of being on my phone. Again, all the things I recommend to my clients, I need to start implementing myself. Fitness. This year, I plan on running a 5K, a 10K, and a half marathon. It's always scary putting your goals out there because I know someone's going to hold me accountable, but those are my goals. Once the weather is nice, there will be lots of races to run. Right now, I'm in Canada and it is snowing. So I have my treadmill here in my apartment. And then once the weather's nice, I will be able to run 5K, 10K, and a half marathon. I want to join more fitness classes. So one of my goals is to sign up for ClassPass and try different classes around Toronto, around the city here to see what I like. And potentially find a community that I love, whether it's yoga, a running club, Pilates, swimming classes, anything like that. I want to sign up for a few and see what my vibe is and what I'm jamming with. My goal is to try 4 new classes this year. So those are my fitness goals, running some races and trying some new classes around the city. For relationships, I want to focus on friendships, connecting with more friends in Toronto, finding friends who also enjoy the things that I love. One thing I find hard is to find other people in Toronto who are interested in health and wellness, who want to do saunas and ice baths and girls' weekend getaways, yoga classes, Pilates, things like that. Because I have done my time going out, going clubbing, and I'm just not in that era of my life anymore. So I really want to find some good solid friendships who also share the same health and wellness values that I love. And then for relationships, going on regular date nights as well with my partner. For travel and fun, I would love to do a little winter getaway at a cabin for this winter. And then my partner and I were sitting down thinking about what we want to do for a trip this year. And he's never been to Tobermory, so that would be a little getaway we would do in the summer. And then we're also thinking about Spain. So I'm putting that on my vision board. We'll see if it ends up happening. A lot of our trips end up being spontaneous. If there's weddings we get to go to or anything like that, that typically takes us on some fun travels. We have a wedding in Ottawa this summer, so that will be a little trip as well. But I'm putting Spain on my list and we'll see if that happens. For work, I really want to focus on the podcast. I'm aiming to hit 1 million downloads this year. I would love to start uploading podcast episodes on YouTube and potentially experimenting with some vlogging as well on YouTube. I want to focus on TikTok and Instagram. I need to get better with emails and going through my email inbox and my DMs regularly. Continue focusing on some continuing education courses, having structure and routines to my day. Since I'm an entrepreneur and I work from home, a lot of times structure just doesn't exist. It's a little more of go with the flow. I would love to partner with brands as well, brands that I love this year, finding podcast guests that I love to interview and that you love listening to, and potentially doing some public speaking and in-person events as well. For finance, saving more money, I would love to treat my clients more. And then as you're making your vision board, I would also recommend writing down how much you want to earn a month and how much you want to save a month or invest a month. And then last but not least, for personal, I would love to focus on some home decor upgrades for my apartment. I love interior design and interior decor, and there are just some things that I bought in my younger 20s that now I would just love to upgrade a little bit more. Last year, I was heavy into Duolingo and learning Italian, and then in the summertime just fell off the bandwagon and haven't got back on since. So I would love to get back on and continue my French, since I haven't spoken French since university, and learning Italian. So I want to get back on my French and Italian. My goal this year is 12 hikes. I think last year it was 14, and I think we did accomplish it because we did a big trip, my partner and I, to the Canadian Rockies, and we were doing 2 hikes a day, give or take. So this year I'm aiming for 12 and doing more hikes just around Ontario and where I live. I would love to do an Akashic reading, spending less time on my phone, spending less time scrolling, more time doing creative unwinding. So instead of unwinding on my phone, I would love to pick up some sort of hobby that I love, whether it's coloring, knitting, needle pointing. I'm not quite sure yet. I want to take maybe some pottery classes and see where the creative juices flow. I want to have a good, solid morning and evening routine. Every once in a while, I'll get into a really good routine and I absolutely love it. And then I'll travel or I'll go away and then completely fall off my routine. So I would love to find a routine that I love doing and then sticking with it instead of just letting the day come at me. I want to be more in control of my mornings and evenings. I especially need to take time to wind down and spend for myself, since my partner's a chef. He's gone from about 10 a.m. until about midnight or 1 a.m. So oftentimes, since he's not around, I'll just hop on my laptop and just dive right into my work and then work until 11 o'clock at night. And I really want to not do that so I don't get burnt out this year. I want to explore Toronto more while I'm living here. I want to try all the new coffee shops and walk around and really enjoy it and enjoy it while I'm here. And I'm lucky enough to live in a city like this. I want to embrace more feminine energy. That's something on my list. Instead of being in my masculine all the time as a business owner, I really want to focus on feminine energy. I want to try new recipes from all the cookbooks I own. I really want to actually, instead of just looking at the pictures, I would love to actually cook some recipes from the cookbooks and focus on some little luxuries, whether it's a luxurious bath wash, shower steamers, socks, like little tiny luxuries here and there that just make me feel special. That's something I want to focus on this year wherever possible. Just little tiny things, treating myself to drinks at a coffee shop, having little luxuries all throughout my apartment. And then I also just wrote down big visions for the future. And finally, I want to read 35 books this year. Last year, I read 32 books. The year before that, I think I read 50-ish books, something like that. So this year, 35 is my goal. And then I also just wrote down anything else that came to my mind as I was doing research, things that I want to focus on just in general in my business. I would love to write a book in the future. I would love to host some sort of masterclass with other practitioners. I would love to host an in-person event, a retreat in the future, hopefully somewhere more warm and tropical, have a merch line, have a supplement line. I would love to partner with a tea or a smoothie company and come up with my own blend, potentially have an app one day, go to some brand dinners and events and partner with more creators in this health space. So those are some bigger goals for 2025 and onwards, but I put them on there just to see where I'm headed in the future and where I want my business to grow. Other than that, some inspiration that I found really helpful was Fernanda Ramirez on YouTube has so many great videos about goal setting and goal planning. And she did a whole binder this year for 2024, which I loved. So you can either do vision board or a binder. And then of course, there's always good old Pinterest. If you search in 2024 goals, anything like that, there's all sorts of New Year's resolutions, holistic glow up journey checklist, goal mapping worksheets, question prompts, affirmations. So Pinterest is obviously a big go-to for all things goals, goal settings. I get a lot of my photos also from Pinterest to put on my vision board and some affirmations. And then, like I mentioned earlier, in order to achieve these goals, I'm breaking it down hyper-specific and then splitting it up into quarters. So quarter one, January, February, March, what I want to achieve in these next 3 months. And then heading into Q2, I'm going to change my laptop background so it's my vision board for the next quarter. And last thing I almost forgot is, in order to discover more of who I am and to step into figuring out what I love doing, the kind of person I want to be, who I am, I have a list of big scary things / get out of my comfort zone. One of the quotes that has guided me through my entire 20s, my entire university career, everything, is a quote that my mom told me: there's no growth in your comfort zone and no comfort in your growth zone. And that got me through some of my harder times. That got me through a lot of uncomfortable times. And I have been playing it so safe in 2023 that I'm kind of just bored of myself and I want to figure out, like I said, who I am. So I'm going to be implementing at least one big scary thing a month. I just called it big scary things. That was the first thing that came into my mind. A lot of them aren't that big and scary. Some of them are. Some of them are just going to be usual things to get me out of my regular routine and my regular comfort zone. So I have a big running list and then I'm going to check them off as I go. One of my big scary things, of course, is going to be that half marathon. Even running the 5K and 10K for me are big scary things. I used to run all the time, used to run track in high school, and haven't run much in the last few years. So those are going to be things in my big scary things category. Last year, I did cold dip and sauna a few times, and I want to say I loved it because I do like things like that. Of course, it's really hard staying 2 minutes in 0 degrees water. It's difficult, but it's rewarding. And I feel really good about myself afterwards having accomplished something really hard. So I'm going to do more cold dip and sauna. I have only ever eaten alone once. So that's on my big scary things or my get out of my comfort zone list. Go to a networking event, meet up with a new friend, try a new hobby like a painting class, a pottery class, exploring a new neighborhood, trying a boxing class, filming videos every day for 1 week straight, doing cold showers every day for 1 week straight, complimenting a stranger every day for 1 week, indoor rock climbing, doing a walking tour in my city, getting up at 5 a.m. every day for 1 week, going to a park event this summer, taking a last minute spontaneous trip somewhere, and emailing big podcasts that I want to be on. So those are some of my things on my big scary things list, or things that will help get me out of my comfort zone. If you think of any ideas that I should do on my big scary things list, send me a message and let me know. I'm planning on also documenting this because that's something out of my comfort zone. So I'm planning on doing that so I can take you along with me. Otherwise, I hope you got a lot of inspiration for setting your goals in 2024. I would love to hear from you. Send me a message or post on your Instagram story and let me know some of your goals for 2024, or that you're listening to this podcast episode and getting some inspiration. And I hope you also start your own big scary things list of getting out of your comfort zone at least once a month. I saw people doing things to get out of their comfort zone every single day, and I will build up to that. But for the most part, I am such a homebody. I love my apartment. I love being at home with my sweet little kitty, Archie. So I'm going to focus on at least once a month, ideally a couple things a month, to get me out of my comfort zone. Other than that, thank you so much for listening in. I truly hope you liked this episode. If you did, feel free to share with a friend who is also setting some goals for 2024. You can rate and review the podcast as well. And for more health, wellness, and lifestyle tips, I'm on Instagram at Nutrition Moderation. I'm online at nutritionmoderation.com. And I hope you have an amazing day, truly, wherever you are. And I'll chat with you very soon.